Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Disney was a late entry into the crowded video streaming industry, but its Disney Plus app appears to be a hit. Earlier, KCBS's Megan Goldsby spoke with Bloomberg News reporter Kelly Giblum.
How successful exactly has this been?
Yeah, you're right. It has been a big hit. And there was a study from analyst group Sensor Tower that said it had been downloaded 41 million times. And if you compare that to other streaming video apps that have launched, it's way, way more than, say, something like HBO Now or DC Universe has done. So you can see a lot of the interest is coming from the United States, which is driving these downloads, and that's generated almost $100 million in user spending. So I would say that's a pretty successful start for this app.
And now, why has it been so successful? Is it just the Star Wars? Is it the content itself, or are they doing something different?
I think it's all the above. The content is king for all of these things, and also pulling some of that content off the competitor Netflix and, you know, giving access to shows that are original, that play into these very established IP or very established stories like Star Wars with The Mandalorian, that's, you know, drawn a lot of people in. And plus, they've got their whole or much of their library of Disney hits that people are so drawn to, and the price point is pretty low, which is $7 a month. So I think that's partly what's bringing people and attracting them to Disney Plus.
Now, when we sign up for something, we cough up that extra $7 a month. Are people cutting back on other services? Are they saying, oh, maybe I won't get Netflix, or are we just adding on and adding on?
Well, there's no evidence that's happening right now. And if you look at, you know, the cost of if you just have basic streaming services like an average Netflix subscription plus Disney, then you're still probably not paying as much as you'd be paying for cable if you cut the cord. So there does seem to be appetite to add these on. But as more competitors come into the space, there will probably be a limit for most people where they say, hey, that's too much, and I don't need 50 apps on my phone or on my iPad or TV where I'm getting all these different sorts of content.
And speaking of new competitors, so NBC getting into the game, showing off its Peacock service, that's going to launch later this year. Now, I saw that one of the big selling points about Peacock is the main service itself is free. Is that going to give them a leg up?
I think it may give them a leg up, but you'll be interested. It'll be interesting to see how people respond to it. And they're betting that if it's free, you know, people will be willing to watch ads in exchange for getting all this content that they don't pay a subscription for. But then there is a tiered model where you can pay more and you can get the content without ads, or you can be a cable subscriber and get more content that way. And so we'll see how that competes. But the content is sort of different. Like, for example, they'll launch fully ahead of the Olympics, and there'll be some exclusive things that you can watch for the Olympics. And so that may draw a slightly different audience than somebody who's, say, looking for romantic comedies on Netflix. But it'll be this summer that we kind of determine that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.